The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in His temple. You know, we come in here, worship God, and have church, and they could be 10,000 enemy walking around, soldiers outside saying, "We hear that singing. Where's that coming from?" Somebody said, "It's coming from that building there." They said, "What building?" "We don't see no building there. There ain't no building there. We just hear singing from there." Can God make this church building invisible to our enemy? Of course He can. He can do anything. We have no fear if we're walking holy and obedient to His Word. He promises to protect us. Now then, let's go on to verse 5 and 6. "For He will conceal me." Oh, what did He do? "He will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in His sanctuary." See, I just told you, He'd do that. He can make this place invisible to the enemy, can't He? Amen. He can make your home invisible to the enemy. They can walk right down your street and never even see your house if you're walking obedient to His Word. Now then, if you get into fear and go to falling apart, forget it. God don't dwell there. He don't dwell in fear. He dwells in faith. And that's why so many people in the church have all these problems. It says, "He will place me out of reach on a high rock." Isn't that awesome? He'll place me out of reach. Wow. "Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At this tabernacle, at His tabernacle, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." That's what we was doing a while ago, a little bit. You know, singing and praising. You know, when God really does something, I wonder how much praising God that family's doing with a little 8-year-old that's totally healed with new skin. If they're not, shame on them. Is that what you say? They ought to be praising the King. They should never stop telling people how wonderful their King is. That what, look what He's done for my daughter. Look what He's done for me. That little girl's probably telling everybody at school what Jesus has done for her. You know, I don't know what Philip did when he was 11 years old. I told him what to do, but I don't know what he did. You know, whenever Philip come to me, the boy that runs the cameras and all the stuff, does all the media work around here. When Philip was 11, he had all them warts and all that stuff all over his body. And I went up and prayed over him. And the Lord took off all his warts, all his scars and everything. And, of course, I told him, I said, "Now, Phil, when you..." This was right at the end of the school year. And so I told him, I said, "Now then, when you go back to school and all the young people that knew you and they called you Warty, and they're going to look into you and say, 'Wasn't you that wart kid?'" "Yeah, that was me." "What'd you do? Have surgery over the summer?" I said, "What are you going to tell them?" I said, "This is what you tell them. You tell them Jesus took them off." I said, "They're going to think you're crazy, but that's okay." Now, I don't know what he really told them. I don't think I ever really sat down and talked to him about that, but I bet he did tell them Jesus did it. Don't you? I bet he did. But you know how many of those people, those kids probably believed him? None. There's nobody in school walks in the power of God. There ain't nobody in school ever seen a miracle from God. So when Philip comes up and says, "A deacon from the church came over and prayed over me and Jesus took them off of me." Your scars, they're gone too. "Oh yeah, he asked God to take them off too." No, you must have had some kind of special laser surgery. You know, isn't that amazing? People don't believe. They don't believe. Isn't that something? I believe. How do you think all these things happen? Because of unbelief? No, not hardly. God don't honor unbelief, does He? He honors belief. "Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." I mean, you ought to hear me whenever... No, maybe you shouldn't hear me. But when I used to haul my hay out of these fields back here, I used to bale hay, and Coastal, and I'd bale it, and then I'd take my tractor and I'd run down through there, and man, I'd stick those bayonets in one of them great big old 1,500-pound round bales, and I'd bring them back up, stack them behind the barn, and as I'd looking at all that hay, God give me to feed all them cows I had out here on this place, I used to sing praises and worship at the top of my lungs. But I'm driving down there with a tractor out in the middle of nowhere, and the tractor was noisy and everything else. I thought, well, Lord, you can hear me. Nobody else probably could. Nobody else probably wanted to hear me. But he didn't. He loved my singing, because I was praising and worshiping him for what he had given me. And that's where all of us should be, praising and worshiping him for what he's giving us. When you learn all these promises, hey, you can't not praise him for what he's given you. When you realize, hey, I have dominion. I've been put in charge. Whoa! Of everything. Wow, I don't have to be sick no more. Praise God. All I got to do is repent and praise God and stand on his promises. Isn't that amazing? Now then, verse 7 and 8. Listen to my pleading, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. See, you can go talk to God anytime you want to, can't you? Yeah, you have an open door as his daughter, son, number 9 and 10. Do not hide yourself from me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Well, he won't leave you. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. So somebody says, well, I was abused as a child. My daddy run off and left us. And then my mother left me on the doorstep when I was 3. And oh, I've been so abused. And oh, that's why I'm so messed up in my life. Get over it. Jesus provided you with everything. He gave you dominion and power. He gave you things your mom and daddy could have never given you. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, if you don't know who your mom and daddy was, forget them. Don't worry about them. Learn who I am. I'm a daughter of the King. I've been given dominion. I've been given power. Jesus has put me in charge of everything on this earth that he made. I'm somebody. Amen. And then go do something good for Jesus. I mean, he's given you that. Even if your mother and father abandon you, he didn't. Verse 11 and 12. Teach me how to live, O Lord. He's the only one who can teach you. That's where you learn all these things we're learning today. We read them out of his word. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the path of honesty, for my enemies are waiting for me to fall. Oh, yeah. They're waiting. Oh, Keith, you don't have to be honest. Just lie to that one guy. Sure, that's all they want you to do, isn't it? And then they got you. Oh, man. I mean, no, these enemies are something. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done, and breathe out violence against me. Oh, yeah, the enemy, he'll accuse you of everything. I mean, he'll make fun of you. He'll laugh at you. He'll do everything he can to get you to fall. And what gets me is so many men and women fall to these things because they have no idea who they are. They never read the Word of God. They beg and plead, God, do this for me. And he says, I've already done it. It's in the Word. 13 and 14. Yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. While I'm here. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Verse 15. We got one more. Supposed to be 15. There's only 14? Okay, I thought there was 15 verses. Okay, well, now let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And this will be the finish of this today. I want to show you what the New Testament says about all this. Now, how much power and how much authority and how much dominion did God give you under the Old Covenant? All. Isn't that awesome? Put you in charge of everything. Well, let's go over to the New Testament and see if he changed it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, we're going to only read the first 11 verses. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have, faith given to us by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who makes us right with God. Now, how many people in here are a believer in Jesus Christ? You really believe in Jesus? Okay, this is written to you then. It's written to me. Okay, so this is written to May God bless you with His special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our God and our Lord, better and better. Now, how are you going to get to know Him better and better? His Word. Yeah, if you don't study the Word, you won't ever learn these things. You won't ever learn who you are, what you can do. You'll live a defeated life on this earth. And when you die, I now know why there's going to be 30 minutes of silence in heaven. I've heard a lot of people say, well, there won't be no women there. No, that's not what he meant. You know, that doesn't sound just like a guy make a statement like that. Oh, Lord. No, there's going to be many women, many men and women there. But there's going to be 30 minutes of silence when Jesus stands up and says, folks, I really meant what I meant in my word. All these things were yours. You just didn't believe me. And that's why many of you were beat up on and devoured by the enemy, because I gave you everything and you were begging and pleading for it, but yet it was already in my word. It was yours and you didn't believe me. So welcome home early. I mean, he'll say that to a lot of us. A lot of us. Verse 3 and 4. As we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us a few of the things we need for living a godly life. Now, wait a minute. That got to be a misprint. As we know Jesus better and better. Now, see, this is what happens when you get in the Word. You get to know the King better and better, and you spend more and more time with Him, and these things become a revelation to you. Now then, as we know Jesus better, His divine power, not yours, but His divine power, gives us everything we need for living a godly life. Do I have to lie? Do I have to steal? Do I have to cheat? Do I have to be on drugs? Can I overcome them? How much power do I have over all this stuff? Oh, that's why I say get over it. You know, if you're letting the devil beat up on you, if you're lying, stealing, lying to your husband or your wife or your own drugs, alcohol, you're chewing, dipping, or anything else that you say you can't get rid of, I'm telling you, you're a liar and you're just wanting to, letting the flesh rule you instead of God's Word. Amen. It comes down to the fact He's given you everything you need to beat the enemy and to beat this piece of flesh that you live in. Then He says here, as we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. We're supposed to be just like Jesus. And by that same mighty power, His divine power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.